Welcome to the Daring Living Podcast, where we have honest conversations about personal growth, how to create success, and what it means to live a joyful and daring life. I'm your host, Certified Life Coach, Shirley Huang. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? Oh my gosh, spring is finally here in Vancouver. And I'm feeling so happy right now. And I'm feeling like just in such a happy mood because I have the sun that is shining through my window right now as I'm recording this podcast episode. And the past few weeks in Vancouver, it's just been snowing, like rain, snow, and like moody weather and just cold and just chilly wind. And I'm so happy spring is finally here. I cannot wait for summer to come. I'm just a summer person. I'm just a sun person, which makes no sense. I don't know why I live in Vancouver, but yeah. Okay. Anyways, so we are nearing the last month of the first quarter of this year. And I just want to use this episode to do a life audit with you and to help you really checking with your progress, really checking with where you are right now. And let this be like that tough love conversation that you need right now. So this is a time for you to recommit to the goals that you set for yourself early this year, or decide that actually that might not be the goal for you. Things have changed and you want something else, right? Your journey has been different now. Different decisions have been made. New opportunities have been given to you. And so let this be a episode to really help you check in with yourself and reflect and review on where you are right now. So I want you to think about that one goal or that one, like a couple of goals that you have really set out earlier this year and the ones that you really want to make happen for you this year. And I have a couple of questions to really ask you to really help you audit your life. And to really help you audit where you are right now and really understand why you don't have that yet. So if it's a goal that you feel like, actually, it's actually not what I want anymore. I want to set a new goal for myself. I have different directions now. Great. And then think about that new thing that you want to work towards. Think about that goal that you're still lingering on, but it still hasn't happened yet. So let's help you audit that. And I have a few questions to ask you to really help you reflect on where you are. Okay, the first question, and this is a big one. Are you actually taking actions? Are you actually taking the actions, the needle moving actions that's actually going to help you achieve that goal? Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, one thing I teach a lot with my clients and I work with my clients a lot is using this tool called the model. And in the model, basically what it is, your thoughts create your feelings, drive your actions, and your actions create all of your results in your life. It literally creates your personal results. It creates your reality. It creates the outcomes that are coming to life in your life right now. And so if we look at the very most direct way of creating your results is your actions, right? So let's approach it from the actions first. Are you actually taking actions? If you say, for example, if you say you want to make more sales, are you actually making offers to people? Are you actually providing value for people ahead of time for them to experience working with you? Are you talking to people? Are you actually taking the necessary actions to create the results you want? Or are you just living in your head? You think that you think, keep on thinking of what you want, but then you're just looping thoughts in your head. You're looping scenarios in your head and you're living your head a lot. And you're not actually taking the necessary actions to actually move the needle forward for you. And this is what I find a lot of people who tend to worry a lot, who tend to be anxious a lot, who tend to think a lot, they're stuck in this place. They're stuck in this place where they're like, I have so many things I want to do, but I'm not actually doing it. I have things that I want to create. I have goals I want to accomplish, but I'm not actually doing it. So they're just like stuck in indecision and they're stuck in creating lots of worst case scenarios in their head and they're actually not taking actions, right? Are there actual actions being taken to create the results that you want? If you want to improve your relationship, then are you actually having those tough but necessary conversations with your partner? If you want to improve your relationship, are you actually noticing the triggers and doing the work required to work on your triggers and to work on the tension of what is there? These are actual actions and habits that need to happen in your life for you to actually create the result that you want. It's that simple. If you want to build a personal brand online, are you actually creating content? Are you actually making posts? Are you actually offering your opinions? Are you actually uploading the podcast? Is the actions, right? Are the results showing through your actions? Do you actually have the output to back you up? If you want to stop overeating, or you want to stop eating sugar, are you actually putting less food into your mouth right now? If you want to stop eating that much sugar, are you actually putting less sugar into your mouth right now? If you want to figure out your career path, are you indecision, or are you actually trying different career paths and then realizing what works and what doesn't, so then you can close the door on this and you can move forward on the other one? I have a client who wants to change their career path. They are in the healthcare sector right now and they want to change. And when we first got together, they were like, okay, I want to try to continue down this master's degree program. I also want to try things on Upwork. I want to try building my own online business. There's also this app that I might be interested in. And there's this online course that I'm also interested in as well. And they're just living in so much indecision and so much unclarity. And so that's what kept them stuck. And what you actually have to do right now is take actions. So then over the next few days, they tried Upwork and realizing, okay, this is not for me. They finished taking a whole course, which actually just takes a couple hours to finish the whole thing. It's like a digital course online. And then they apply for this master program and they're like actively making those things happen. And then do you see, it's like you can't just be indecision and then you sit there and wonder and woe on like why you don't have the result that you want. Because you can't, if your brain is already anxious and your brain is already thinking and overthinking a lot, you can't think your way out of your problem with an anxious mind that created that problem. Okay, let me say that again. You can't think your way out of a tangled mind. You can't try to create clarity out of a mind that's already unclear. And this is a quote that I learned from, I believe it's Mary Forleo, that she says, action creates clarity. You literally have to create and take lots of actions and then you will feel clear. You can't try to feel clear when you are just sitting here trying to create clarity with an unclear mind. And so this is what, like, the first question you really want to ask yourself, are you actually taking actions? And are you actually taking enough actions that's creating, are you actually producing and creating enough output to create the results that you want? Like, you might be like, wait, I made one offer. Okay, but are you making offer regularly over the last few months? That's the question that you want to ask yourself. You're painting. Okay, are you actually consistently painting over the last few months if you want to create the results that you want? Okay, so that's the first question. Now, the second question, you might be like, okay, Shirley, but I am taking actions. I am doing all these behaviors, but it's still not working. Then this is the second question that you want to ask yourself. If you are taking actions, but it's not working, what is the energy that is fueling these actions? Because here's the thing, working hard is not going to create results. It just doesn't. Because Working hard from a state of anxiety and fear and insecurity is very different from working hard when you're in a state of feeling committed, feeling like you can trust yourself, you believe in yourself, you love what you do, you are having fun doing what you do. Those are two different states of being. You can be working hard from both states, and one will give you results and one could still give you results, but the journey there will feel very tiring, exhausting, and it will feel like a struggle getting there. As well, here's the thing. Also, when you are in a different energy, right? How you think and how you feel, that type of energy drive your actions. And so when you are in a different state of internal energy with how you think and how you feel, it will be a lot easier for you to access different types of actions outside of what you would have normally done. So if you are, let's say if you are anxious right now, if you are desperate for that sale, then you might be taking actions from a very frantic place. So you're like talking to people, but then coming off as salesy, you are like trying to help people, but then you're stuck in your own drama. So it's very hard for you to help people. Actions taken from this place, it will be a lot harder for you to create the results that you want, right? Because other people can feel it. They can literally feel your energy when you are talking with them, when you're communicating with them. If you're talking to your partner and having that conversation with your partner from a place of, they are against me, from a place of, this is not going to work out, this relationship is not going to work out, and you're like stuck in your own anxious mind and you're like in anxiety while you're trying to talk to them, it'll be, trust me, the how they feel will be different, and the result that you create, the outcome that you create will be very, very different as well. So really ask yourself, if you are taking actions and if you feel like you've been taking a lot of actions and consistent actions, but it's still not working, then ask yourself, what is the energy that's fueling these actions? Because those are also very important. When you are in a state of feeling safe, feeling enough, feeling grounded, feeling excited about what's to come, you will be able to access new ideas. You will be able to access new actions, access different type of actions and behaviors and opportunities that just come to you because you're just in a more welcoming state to receive them versus frantic actions, oh my gosh, desperate and attached energy. From that place, it will be hard for you to do the right things because you're just trying to problem solve and trying to put out the fire. Right, instead of being able to take a step back and think about things from a long picture, a big vision, and really thinking about, okay, what do I actually need right now? And what do I actually need to do? And what's actually most important for me? Okay, so if your actions are not working, really ask yourself, what is the energy that's fueling these actions? And do I like the energy that's fueling these actions? Do I have to change my mindset? Do I have to change how I feel regarding the specific result that I want to create? Do I want to think differently? How can I think differently to trust myself more? How can I approach this outcome and approach these actions from a different energy? Okay. Next question that's very important for you to audit where you are right now is this. If it's not working and you're wondering why you don't have the results that you want, ask yourself, do I have focused energy right now? There's a difference between energy that's just everywhere, that's distracted, that is leaked out everywhere, versus energy that's just focused. On your way to achieving this goal and trying to make this goal happen in your life right now, are you focused? Are you creating focused energy towards it? Or is your energy leaking elsewhere? If you have something, are you trying to achieve your business goals, but then your relationship is really distracting you, then your energy could leak towards there. Are you trying to build your business on the side, but then your day job is really taking up your energy? And you find that even after you end the day, you're still distracted. You're still thinking about your day job work. is your energy leaking towards there? Are you distracting towards there? Are you coming home and your situation in your at home right now is not doing great? And so that makes sense, but it would be very easily for you to get distracted. And so that makes sense why it will be hard for you to focus on those personal goals that really matter to you. So ask yourself, is your energy leaking elsewhere? Are you distracted right now? And this is a thing that I really noticed for myself and for my clients, is that it doesn't take time. It always doesn't take time for you to create the results that you want. Seriously, it doesn't. This is why you might wonder, okay, why do people achieve their goals, like the same goal, the same exact goal in a year? And some people, it takes them 10 years to make happen. And some people, it's 6 months and they can make it happen, right? Because it doesn't take time. It takes focused energy and your presence. It takes focused energy and your presence. The more that you can be with this goal and create room and create space in your life to be in focused energy towards this goal, the more energy that you spend here, the faster it will happen. The faster it will be for you to be able to achieve that goal, because you're with it more. You're more intentional with it. You're spending more time with it. You're spending more energy, focused energy, just working on this thing. That's a very different type of presence that you are giving to this goal versus if you're just like distracted and you're like focusing on all things at once, which really means you're not focusing on anything. Okay. If you're like, okay, becoming more fit this year is very important to me. Building the muscles is very important for me this year. But if you don't give yourself focused energy to really dedicate time and effort and space in your life to make that happen, then it makes sense why it will take you a lot longer to achieve it. Right? It will make sense why you haven't achieved that goal yet. And so if the environment right now is making it a lot easier for your energy to leak. Let's say if you are at a noisy home or you have a lot of distractions in your life right now, then you really want to ask yourself, how can I create a better environment for me to focus? That's within my control. For example, it might look like going to a coffee shop to do your work instead of staying home to do your work. It might look like hiring a coach. It might look like joining a mastermind or some sort of group to help keep you accountable, to help you stay focused, right? It could look like stop hanging out with people who are messing with your thoughts. Stop giving your time and your attention to them. If you can't not hang out with them completely, then how can you hang out with them less? How can you let less of their energy and what they're speaking about enter your life? Because creating that environment where you can have focused energy is so important. It could look like deciding that you're not going to watch dramas anymore or watch shows anymore after you come home from work, because all of your energy is going towards escaping and buffering yourself out through the drama instead of actually working on your second business, instead of actually working on your business on the side. So these are questions that you really want to ask yourself. Where is your energy going towards right now? And how can you create intentional focused energy on this one goal or one or two goals? It's actually the most important right now for you. And where are you being distracted? Where is your energy leaking? Let's seal those leaks, help you come back to what's the most important so you can create that level of focus for you. Okay, next question to help you audit where you are at right now. Are you taking full ownership and responsibility over what you can control? There is a difference between feeling powerless and helpless versus you just owning and taking back your power. When you are in victim mode, when you are feeling helpless, it's very hard for you to take actions. It's very hard for you to own your results, and it's very hard for you to create new results and a different result that you want in your life. Because you feel powerless over them. You literally think you do not have power over the things of what you want to create. And as a result, you blame the economy. You blame other people. You blame your parents. You blame time. You blame the fact that you don't have enough time right now. When something is actually important to you, you create time for it. If it matters enough, if it is the most important to you, you will create time for it. If you have one extra hour a day to watch that one Netflix show, you can have one extra hour a day to really focus on that one thing that you really want to make happen this year. It is that simple. So do a life audit on where you're not taking ownership and you're not taking full responsibility over what you can control. And what you can control is a lot of things. You can control your actions. You can control how you spend your week. You can control if you want to create more time and more focused energy. You can control your environment, however that looks like for you. You can control your thoughts. You can control what you want to focus on. You can control the story and what you think about in your head. You can control how you want to feel. So many of us, we think it's a circumstance that makes us feel a certain way. And as a result, if my partner doesn't change, then it's very hard for me to feel better about my relationship with him. But when you think that way, don't you just feel so powerless because it's so hard for you to change another person? It's so hard for you to change your boss. It's so hard. Honestly, it's so hard for you to change your economy. And when we give our power away to all of these things, then we feel powerless over the goals and the outcomes that we want to create in our personal life. And so why not decide to take ownership over what you do have control? How am I going to think about this situation differently to create the right energy that will drive the actions for me? How can I think about this relationship differently? How can I think about him differently? And how can I think about where I am right now differently so that I will feel so much safer in my body? Then I will take the right actions to change my circumstance right now. Then I will take the right actions to change this relationship. I can decide to leave. I can decide to stay and do the work. I can decide to leave this job. I can decide to stay and do this work. I can decide to change my niche. I can decide to end my relationship with this client. I can decide to make more offers so that I can create the money goals that I want for this year. I can decide to wake up 20 minutes earlier to go to the gym. I can decide to really commit to that online class and commit to finishing it. There's so many things that's within your power. And it might feel like there are a lot of things that's outside of your control. And let's not do that because that just makes you feel helpless. It just makes you feel powerless, right? So let's take back power of what you do have control. And let's own your power. You have so many things that's within your control to create the exact outcomes you want. You just have to see it. You have to own it. And it does create a lot of responsibility for you to truly own your results right now. And it is with this level of ownership that you also have so much power to change, that you also have so much power to do different. Okay, so again, the question is, are you taking full ownership and responsibility over what you can control right now? Okay, last question for to do an audit at where you are and with this specific goal is this. Are you tracking your progress and celebrating yourself along the way? Are you tracking your progress and celebrating yourself along the way? You would be surprised with how many people I talk to and that I help them achieve their goals. The first thing that they always don't do is they're not even aware of their progress. You have to actually keep track of where you are right now. Awareness is always the first step for you to, number one, create focused energy, and number two, for you to see that it is working and that there is progress there. And if there isn't progress, then the awareness of it helps you to readjust and create a new direction forward for you. Awareness is always key. You have to actually first know where you are at. How much money have you actually made so far this year? Are you actually keeping track of that? Or are you living in the scenario or living in the story that I'm not making money, I'm not making money, I'm not making money, so that you hide away from your money so you don't actually look at it? But actually, if you go back and really look at your data and your numbers, you might be like, oh, hey, actually, I made money here. Oh, hey, I actually signed a client. Oh, hey, these things are actually working. But when you're in that state of mind and when you're not aware of your numbers, you can't keep track. And so it makes sense why you wouldn't continue this path to create the result that you want. How much money are you actually making? And have you actually made so far this year? How many workshops have you done? How many episodes have you uploaded for your podcast? How many posts have you posted? How many emails have you sent? Track your numbers, track your progress, become aware of where you are at. The reason why we are afraid to track our numbers is because, number one, it forces us to own our results. And number two, it's often coming from this place of believing that you're actually not at where you are. So you're like, I'm not making money. Oh my gosh, it's not working. People are not listening to my shows. People are not reading my posts. But really look back and see how many people are actually reading. Like, how many people are actually listening to your podcast? How many people have liked your posts and have commented? How much money have you made? How many events have you run? How many conversations have you had with people? How many dates did you actually go on? If you keep on complaining that you're not meeting the person that you want to date, you're not meeting the right person for you in a committed relationship, are you actually going out on dates? How many dates and how many people have you met? Track your numbers. How many yoga classes did you actually attend? Those are actually important numbers for you to track. And are you actually celebrating the daily wins? Are you actually celebrating the small wins? Because here's the thing, the small wins, they build self-confidence. It is the small wins that you track, that you celebrate daily, weekly, that actually build self-confidence for you, that actually is what is there to help you keep moving forward. If you only celebrate the results, if you only celebrate like the final end goal, only when you get there, then you celebrate, then your journey there is going to be very miserable. And if you don't celebrate the small daily wins, who is to say that you will actually celebrate the big wins when you get there? If you're so used to not celebrating yourself, who is to say that when you get there, you will actually celebrate yourself? Most likely when you get there, you will feel maybe that moment of, oh my gosh, I've made it. And then you'll be on to the next one. And then you wonder why it's always not working. Because you don't give yourself time and space and presence to be with your celebrations. You don't give yourself time and space and presence to be with your celebrations. I'm saying it again because I realized that was a very good quote. Okay, so this is what I have for you today. Tough love, but I feel like it's very, very needed for a lot of you right now. Yes, you can be trying to manifest and trying to be with yourself and trying to think away all of your problem. But are you actually taking actions? First question, are you actually taking the necessary questions for you to move forward? Second question, if you are taking the actions, but it's not working, what is the energy that's fueling those actions? And third question, do you have focused energy right now? Fourth question, Are you taking full ownership and responsibility over what you can control, or are you feeling helpless over it? How are you being a victim over it? Last question, are you tracking your progress and celebrating yourself along the way? So important. Let these questions really sink in. Let yourself really be here and really use these questions to audit your life and audit where you are at right now. Okay, I hope this has been helpful. And don't worry, you still have time, right? You still have so much time this year to recommit, to alter course, to be with yourself and your dreams. And it's never about, oh, it doesn't work and then you give up. It's always about coming back, getting yourself back on track again and again until you eventually achieve that goal. I believe in you. You can do this. You've got this. All right, have an amazing week. I will talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, do you ever wonder why you keep on procrastinating? And here's the thing, it's not because you're lazy and that you can't commit. This tendency to procrastinate is actually very closely related to you trying to be perfect. I want to help you get to a root cause of why you're procrastinating and trying to be perfect in your business, in your life, in your relationships. Sign up for my free training, How to Overcome Procrastination and Perfectionism as an Entrepreneur. Go to a link at daringliving.com/procrastination-workshop. Again, you can visit this link at daringliving.com/procrastination-workshop to sign up, and let's help you conquer this monster. All right, I will see you there. Bye.